Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Breaking news. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Tim Barbalace on the other side of the glass. No, Chris Davis is not on the practice field.
That's not the breaking news.
According to Adam Schefter of ESPN.com, Baltimore, the Ravens, have agreed in principle to trade former Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco to the Denver Broncos. Sources have told Espen the trade cannot be processed until the new NFL league year begins Wednesday, March 13th. Teams are prohibited, Vinny, from commenting on the deal or of the terms surrounding it. But according to Adam Schefter and Jeff Zriebeck from The Athletic is now coming out, Joe Flacco is gone, headed to Denver. Terms of the deal to follow.
Yeah, I'm guessing that it would be a conditional pick, which means that the more Joe plays, the more successful Joe is, then the pick could climb. I'm guessing it may start out at a seventh or a sixth. And, you know, maybe if he were to take them to the playoffs or something to the playoffs and play in a certain percentage of time, maybe it could go up to a three. You know, if he hit everything, that would be my guess of kind of what this trade would be. Unless they were just trying to get rid of him, and then, you know, they had no other interest, and they got a seventh or something, and then they probably did that. It's one of the two things.
What does this mean in regards to the salary now?
Well, they're going to get hit with a cap charge. And I'm guessing it's roughly like $10 million or something. It's like, you know, so it's what they've been trying to do. You know, they've been trying. I think they would prefer to trade him than to cut him. So I think Elway, Kubiak was there for a long time, and I'm sure in their evaluation process before Gary had left, you know, they evaluated all the quarterbacks. Gary evaluated for John, the free agent quarterbacks, and probably had a lot of good things to say about Joe Flacco. And Minnesota's not looking for a quarterback. So maybe even John talked to Gary again about Joe Flacco and all positive things. Plus, the fan base out there has got to like Joe. You know, I mean, he beat them to go to the Super Bowl.
Made an incredible throw there. Vic Fangio was here in Baltimore for 1 year early in Flacco's career. But Joe Flacco, according to Adam Schefter, being traded from the Ravens to the Denver Broncos, the system there, it looks like they've got two fine young running backs. We know that.
Yep.
Wide receivers may be a little bit debatable. You have Cortland Sutton.
I like him. Big receiver.
Demaryius Thomas is gone, of course. Offensive line, they always find a way to do things to protect the quarterback and open up the running lanes.
And Emmanuel Sanders may be back, may not. What, tore the Achilles?
Yeah, and he's kind of up there in long in the tooth a little bit.
Probably draft one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think for Joe, Bob, good running game, good defense. It's kind of what Joe needs. And then some weapons, you know, and he needs time to throw the football. He needs protection. So a good running game helps that. So I think it's a good place for Joe. He's just got to stay healthy. Just got to stay healthy. And the big thing with Joe is eventually he's going to end up back at 84.
Yeah. But, you know, is he an upgrade over Case Keenum?
Yes.
Denver obviously thinks John Elway in particular.
Bigger arm, you know. Bigger arm, bigger body, more tread on a tire, has won more games, has won big games. You know, and Kansas City's going to be extremely good. San Diego is going to be extremely good. Mm-hmm. You know, with
Raiders have a ton of draft picks.
Yeah. So division's going to be difficult.
And Joe Flacco is a guy that, as we said, will probably be a little motivated to play in 2019.
And the other thing is, Bob, is in that division, you're going to have to play in bad weather, windy weather, and Joe doesn't have a problem with those.
Joe Flacco on his way to Denver. That's the report from Adam Schefter. Still waiting for the parameters of said deal, but Joe Flacco's time in Baltimore has come to an end. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Darren in D.C. Darren, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Vinny, I think with the compensation, you're looking at a pick this year and perhaps a conditional pick the following year, but I think If you're getting a pick this year for trading Flacco right now, it's probably a third or fourth, something of that nature. And then the following year, it could be like a fifth going to a fourth or something like that. But I think it's a good move for Joe. I think he's with an organization that does at least have a commitment to winning. They've got a defense. They've got a running game. If I'm John, and this pains me to say it because I can't stand Elway from past years with the Colts, but if I'm John, I build that interior line. You got to make sure, to your point, that he's protected.
Right. And if they can run the football, that's going to help a lot because that makes the offensive line that much better, being able to run the ball. And they've proven that. They had a Pro Bowl rookie running back. So, that'll help Joe a lot. And Joe's going to be motivated. And let's see. If Joe works his ass off all off season, I think that would be a positive for Joe. And you know what? This may be good for Joe Flacco that, he basically got slapped around a little bit. And maybe now it'll make him work a little bit.
Spot Rack saying the Ravens will take a $16 million dead cap hit on the trade to the Broncos, who acquire him with salary cap hits of $18.5 million. 20.5 mil, 24.25 mil through 2021, zero guaranteed. Baltimore saves $10.5 million in cap space for 2019.
So they can cut him at any time. Because there's no guarantees in it. So if Joe stinks, he's there 1 year. Could be a 1 year deal, could be a 2 year deal, depending on how Joe plays. And they're hoping that, he finds kind of a second life out there and, has a good run for them.
I think he's going to be very motivated to have a big season.
We'll see. It's another guy, kind of like Chris Davis that likes to spend time at home. And, let's hope that Joe gets out there early and is working with the receivers and doing all those kind of things.
Let's go to Troy and Glen Burnie. Troy, you're on the fan with Vinny and Haney.
Hey, what's up? You know what? I'm actually happy he landed somewhere, but I know nothing about the Broncos, Vinny, so if you could give the pros and cons of him going to the Broncos, that would be great.
Well, like I said earlier, the running game, they've got an outstanding defense. And when Joe has had success, he's had a good running game and an outstanding defense. And I think they're going to want to run the ball. And I'm guessing they're not going to want to throw it 30 to 40 times a game. I hope not. I think that's when Joe's most successful. Boots, rollouts, all those type things.
Joe Flacco traded to Denver. Adam Schefter, ESPN, reporting that his time in Baltimore come to an end.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.